from around the world. I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm...
This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Ukrainian authorities began unearthing bodies from a mass burial site in an area recaptured from Russian forces on Friday. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
Under the pouring rain, a black body bag is pulled out from the mud. Inside is a rotted corpse, which investigators inspect for signs of torture, among other things. The site in a forest outside of the recaptured town of Izium holds over 440 graves, according to the police. Authorities said some of the first few bodies that were unearthed had their hands tied behind their backs and ropes around their necks. UN human rights spokesperson Liz Throssell said it's essential to find out what happened to the hundreds of corpses buried in the woods.
It's important that the circumstances of the deaths of the people who may be in these collective graves be established.
AP journalists witnessed hundreds of mounds with wooden crosses marked only by numbers, but there was at least one mass grave, with a marker saying it contained the bodies of 17 Ukrainian soldiers. I'm Karen Chamas.
Berlin on Friday took control of the German operations of Russian oil firm Rosneft to secure energy supplies, which have been disrupted after Moscow invaded Ukraine. Germany's economy ministry said in a statement that Rosneft's German subsidiaries were placed under trusteeship of the Federal Network Agency. They account for about 12% of Germany's oil refining capacity. The seizures come as Germany scrambles to wean itself off of its dependence on Russian fossil fuels. Moscow stopped natural gas deliveries to Germany via the Nord Stream 1 pipeline. By taking control of the sites, the German authorities can then run the refining operations using crude from countries other than Russia. You can follow that story and all the stories we're covering at voanews.com. This is VOA News. In London, King Charles and his siblings stood vigil by the coffin of their late mother, Queen Elizabeth II, on Friday. Tens of thousands of mourners stood in line to pay their final respects to the late monarch, despite wait times of up to 24 hours. Charles, Princess Anne, Princes Andrew and Edward, attired in military uniforms, stood in silence with their heads bowed for the 15-minute vigil at the historic Westminster Hall. Tens of thousands of people of all ages and from all walks of life have filed past the coffin in a constant, solemn stream. Queen Elizabeth died in Scotland on September 8th. She was 96. She'd been on the throne for 70 years. A veteran New York judge has been appointed to review documents seized in the FBI search of former President Donald Trump's Florida home. AP correspondent Jennifer King has more.
A special master has been named. On Thursday, U.S. District Judge Aileen Cannon empowered Raymond Deary to serve as an independent arbiter in the investigation into classified government documents found at Mar-a-Lago in early August. She set a November 30th deadline for his work. Deary is a former federal prosecutor for the Eastern District of New York and a former chief judge of the federal court based in Brooklyn. He served on the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court that authorizes wiretap applications. Although the Justice Department opposed the appointment of a special master, both the DOJ and Donald Trump's lawyers have said Deary was an acceptable choice. He'll review some 11,000 documents the FBI recovered and set aside any possibly covered by executive or attorney-client privilege or personal materials to be returned. Judge Cannon continues to block the Justice Department from using the roughly 100 documents with classified markings, saying she did not find it appropriate to accept the government's conclusions without further review by a neutral third party. Jennifer King, Washington.
The U.S. state of Massachusetts transported migrants off the wealthy island of Martha's Vineyard Friday morning in response to an unusual move by Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis to fly them there from the border state of Texas. About 50 migrants, including some half dozen children, boarded buses to head to the ferry to Cape Cod, leaving some of the island residents who volunteered to shelter them in a church for two nights in tears. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker, a Republican, said the migrants would be housed temporarily at a Cape Cod military base organized by state emergency crews. The migrants were flown to Martha's Vineyard as part of an escalating effort by Republican governors to call attention to what they view as Democratic U.S. President Joe Biden's failure to secure the U.S.-Mexico border. And once again, our top story, Ukrainian authorities have begun unearthing bodies from a mass burial site in an area recently recaptured from Russian forces. Marissa Melton, VOA News.